The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP, a Phillies 24/7 podcast. Appreciate every single one of you for tuning in today. And we have a fun show for you. We do have a lot of good off-season content today. No, you don't get the all-decade team today. You don't get a new all-decade team. I know you're craving that right now from yours truly, Francisco Rojas. But you will get another one soon if you want to check those out. All 2000s Phillies team, all 90s Phillies team as well. Did those within the last couple of weeks. So scroll down, check those out after you listen to this pod right now. So we do have an update on Juan Soto, an update that will just about slam the door shut on the Juan Soto sweepstakes for the Philadelphia Phillies. Two new teams in on Garrett Crochet. What does that mean for the Phillies? We'll get to that in just a little bit. And we got to talk about this, and you already know what I'm talking about, but I have to talk about it on here. This golden at-bat rule, you know about it, or well, we think we know about it. I'll give you my opinion on that, and if you follow me on X, you probably already know my thoughts on this, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. And more Alec Boehm trade rumors. Always fun. The All-Star third baseman and more trade rumors. We'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. So Dave Dombrowski, it sounds like he will be sticking to his off-season plan. And it sounds like the Philadelphia Phillies will not even be meeting with Juan Soto. Does that upset me like it might upset some others here in the Delaware Valley and the Philadelphia area in general? No, I'm not. I know some of you are upset because they didn't, quote unquote, try to drive up the price for other teams. There's five other teams that are actually serious about Juan Soto. Like, if you're going to, don't get me started on that. So I'm at the end of the day, a couple of weeks ago, John Middleton, you know, at this University of Penn speaking or whatever, where he was there talking, basically said they're not going to even, you know, come really have a shot at Soto. So basically, why bother? Which is what the Phillies are pretty much doing here. You know, in this recent article where Todd Zielecki writes about Dave Dombrowski and what the recent news on him are, and Juan Soto as well. Expectation was the Phillies were going to meet with Soto, but according to Zielecki, quote, nothing appeared imminent. So nothing really look like anything was going to happen where the Phillies were actually going to meet with Juan Soto. So, look, to me, the Mets, the Yankees, I still think out of all the rumors and the reports that it's been like something new every day, and that's what you'll get with Juan Soto. By the way, looks like at the latest this coming Monday when the winter meetings start, at the latest, that is when Juan Soto is going to sign with somebody. And I'm going to say this because there will be, this potentially could be the last podcast that I do before we know where Juan Soto is going to end up. I'm going to go out on a limb. I still think it's the Mets. I'm going to say it's the Mets just because that report that Cohen was willing to go $50 million above the highest bidder, and we know how much he'd be willing to pay. So that's my final one. I think he's a Met. Yankees are second for me still. Red Sox, Blue Jays, Dodgers. Those are my five, and the Phillies, I guess, would be the six, even though they didn't even meet with them, so you can't even really give them a shot. So that's where I'm thinking with Juan Soto. That's where I think he's going to go, but he's not going to be a Philadelphia Philly. Dave Dombrowski, in this article that I was speaking about just a couple of minutes ago, where Todd Zielecki writes about Dombrowski, you know, making comments on where or what the Phillies could potentially still do this offseason. According to Zielecki in this article, Dave Dombrowski said this week that their priorities are out an outfielder to play left or center field, a late inning right-handed reliever, and a number five starter. So those are their recently reported their priorities right now this winter. And I wanted to read a quote, and you probably might have read this on X, or maybe you read the article in general. This quote that Dave Dombrowski said, this quote makes me nervous. He said, "Now we're open-minded to things. I don't want to put too much emphasis on that because it's apparent that people have taken that and kind of run with it. But yeah, you're always open-minded. And so the reality is we're open-minded. We're talking to people, but we have a good club. If we take the same club back that we had last year and we make a tweak here and a tweak there, I think we'll compete to win the division and be in a position where we'll be definite postseason contenders." I don't know what to make of this quote compared to what John Middleton said to Matt Gelb about a month ago. It was literally a month ago that Matt Gelb sat down with John Middleton, or John Middleton sat down with Matt Gelb and explained to him the conversations that he had had with Dave Dombrowski in the front office like immediately after they lost to the Mets. And that, you know, we need to act like the house is on fire, like we need to do something. And apparently, I think Dombrowski agreed with Middleton that, oh yeah, that we do need to do something, or we're going to work diligently this offseason to make sure something is different with this Philadelphia Phillies team going into 2025. Like they make certain changes, tweaks, whatever it may be, that this team is going to be different for 2025. This type of quote here from Dombrowski, it goes back to what he said right at the end of the season in their press conferences, that basically, like, it's just baseball and we have a really good club, and that this is baseball. Like, this is what happens in the postseason. Like, any team can win, which is true. But at the same time, like, this team has expectations, and no matter what sport it is, when you're a team that has expectations, you need to perform. And there shouldn't be an expectation of like, oh, well, it's just the playoffs. No, it should not. And that's where this kind of brings me back to. I don't know what to make. Like, there's these reports of, and we'll get into it in a couple minutes, of the Garrett Crochet, and apparently there's two new teams in on Crochet. And these reports on Alec Boehm on what apparently the Phillies are asking for, which is, I don't even get. I don't know where Dave Dombrowski is right now. I don't know if, I thought that maybe, you know, after that Gelb article, that Dombrowski would really be looking to make changes here. But you never really know. It seems like there's new reports, new rumors every single day. Something new, something different. So you never really know until things actually happen, until we actually see it play out. Which I know we got to wait here, pretty much. But the most recent comments that Dave Dombrowski is making don't make me feel so confident in that they're going to make any real changes. So, and speaking of changes, Alec Bohm to the Seattle Mariners, that's the latest rumor. According to Adam Jude of the Seattle Times, he recently wrote an article about what the Mariners, it wasn't just Alec Bohm, there were other, interests or other players that the Mariners might be interested in, and they're basically interested in a first baseman, a third baseman, to replace Josh Rojas, who is a free agent now, who played third base for the Mariners this past year, and a first baseman, and they're looking at somebody like a Carlos Santana. But the majority of this article was about Alec Bohm, who apparently the Phillies initially asked for one of the Mariners' top pitchers, both Logan Gilbert or George Kirby. Logan Gilbert just had one of his best seasons, finished sixth in Cy Young voting in the American League. And George Kirby, who early on in his career has been one of the nastier pitchers in the American League. And apparently the Mariners are not willing to give up either one of those guys or any of those top pitchers. And they're trying to avoid basically giving up one of their top. I mean, they had the best rotation in baseball. One of the best rotations in baseball. If it wasn't the best, it was the best. Regardless, like from Logan Gilbert to George Kirby to Brian Wu, to Luis Castillo, everybody in that rotation, they're not trying to give up anybody from their rotation. And I mean, I don't really blame Seattle because I mean that rotation is disgusting. It's disgusting. So I just don't know what the Phillies trade package would have looked like if they're looking to trade up to trade Bohm for one of those starters straight up. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Like I mentioned with Gilbert and Kirby there, they're already, you know, one of the better pitchers in the American League. And somebody like a Brian Wu is, you know, the future, somebody that's a part of the future of this rotation. And Bryce Miller as well. And Luis Castillo, yeah, he's not necessarily the, you know.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's 32 now, but still, like, he's in his prime. He's still coming off a pretty good season. So it would make sense that Seattle, if I don't know what a package would look like for one of those guys. I don't think it would have been Bohm straight up for one of those guys. And if they did, they're in over their heads and they're not really serious, which is what I'm going back to about Dombrowski is like, are they really serious about making some, shaking the team up? It just doesn't really make sense. Like I would need more clarity onto it. I don't think it would have just been Bohm. I would assume they maybe would include another prospect in there. Maybe a Crawford. Probably not an Aiden Miller, but and not an Andrew Painter, but maybe a Crawford, Starlin Cabas, somebody like that. That would make more sense. But going straight up Bohm for one of those guys, I highly doubt it. And if Dombrowski really did try that, I would really struggle to believe that this is really our guy going forward. But I don't think it would have been Bohm Bohm straight up for one of those guys because I don't think he's that dumb. I don't think he is. don't think he's that dumb. So that's the latest report that Alec Boehm for Logan Gilbert or George Kirby. But that's the latest report, according to Adam Jude from the Seattle Times. So Alec Boehm has been the number one guy as far as trade rumors go with the Philadelphia Phillies, and that is the latest from surrounding Alec Boehm, and we'll keep you updated every single day as we continue to go through this hot stove and offseason for the Philadelphia Phillies. Another thing to keep to note, there are two new teams in on Garrett Crochet. It is now the Chicago Cubs. I don't know why I said it like that. Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the Cubs and Reds, especially the Cubs here, I know Chicago has a top five farm system in Major League Baseball. They have the fifth overall farm system right now, according to Fangraphs. Cincinnati, not so much. Cincinnati did, though, just add Garrett Crochet. I don't know how necessarily they would try to entice the... I guess they would try to include prospects just because you have a... I mean, they have the 24th ranked farm system. Is there any infielders there that they would look to include in a trade? I mean, you have Matt McClain there, who before he got hurt was one of the better rookies in Major League Baseball. I mean, so I'm not really sure necessarily what they would. I mean, they have Nouvelle Marte too, who's a young prospect for them, plays third base. I don't know. Maybe there's something there with Cincinnati. I don't know. But previously, it was the Orioles, the Phils, Dodgers, and Red Sox that were in on Crochet. Definitely not the Dodgers now because they just got Snell. So now it's probably five teams. It's Orioles, Phils, Red Sox, Cubs, and the Reds. I'm not sure. I mean, I still think the Red Sox and the Orioles are probably the favorites now. I mean, I would put Chicago right there too because they have, a top farm system there. And even Nico Horner. I mean, there have been rumors that they were going to shop, second baseman Nico Horner. So, and that would make sense for the White Sox looking for young infielders that are ready to play now or poor prospects. So that's an update for you on the Garrett Crochet sweepstakes. And I would still put the Phillies up the top there, but I don't know. I wouldn't put them as a favorite, but the Cubs and the Reds are the latest to be talked about as far as being favorites to land Garrett Crochet. Okay. Let's talk about this golden at-bat rule. The ridiculousness of this golden at-bat rule. And I know you've heard about it already, most of you at least. And if you haven't, if you have been living under a rock, the golden at-bat rule basically is this thing that has been talked about among the MLB owners, and Rob Manfred recently went on a podcast. I apologize to forget which podcast this was. I had it in front of me a couple of minutes ago, and it was actually here. It's right here. So according to Jason Stark on his one of his most recent articles talking about the golden at-bat rule, it was Puck's John Urand, his podcast. Apologize if I am getting his name wrong, but recently Manfred talked about this golden at-bat rule where this is basically what it is. A team could choose one at-bat in every game to send its best hitter to the plate, even if it wasn't that guy's turn to hit. What are we doing? I had tweeted out the day that I saw this news that this feels like a backyard wiffle ball game to me. When I played wiffle ball countless times as a kid, I don't even remember doing this type of crap. Yeah, we had ghost runners, but that was because there were only like, you know, like maybe six of us playing at a time when it was you and like maybe a couple of other friends that wanted to screw around and play wiffle ball. You had ghost runners. And maybe you had stupid rules where you could throw the ball at somebody and get somebody out with a wiffle ball. And that's a lot what I did at least. But we never had like a golden at bat rule. It sounds just like so stupid. Maybe you would use that in like a some dumb video game. I don't know. I don't remember playing MLB The Show and MLB 2K and having some. I played by the rules of the game, the regular rules of a Major League Baseball game for the most part. Except when I'm playing on rookie mode and I'm winning by like 15 runs every game. That's a little different. But like this type of rule, you know, a caller had brought up on John Johnson's show last night. Shout out to Gary Whitehall. I'm pretty sure he's the one who brought it up. But the NBA Cup, something as stupid as the NBA Cup. And I said, this isn't even, like I told Gary on the phone, like this isn't even that. Like the NBA Cup is it, like NBA Cup is miles ahead of what this would be. Like this would be like, I think I would have to go back and look at some of the worst rules or ideas in sports. This would have to be top three off the top of the head. And I don't even think I would have to do research. I think this would be a top three all-time bad rule. All-time bad. I couldn't think of anything else that would be as bad as this. NBA Cup isn't great. At least they're trying to do something with the NBA as far as trying to get, you know, teams to play hard in the regular season and just stay away from tanking. Like, I get that. At least it's something of a start. I actually don't think it's like, I mean, I don't like it, and I think it's dumb. I think the courts, the color of the courts are even worse. I think that's more of a dumb idea than that. But this is all-time bad. And maybe there are some, you know, I'm almost 30 now, so maybe some listeners out there are a little older than me. You guys or gals can, you know, bring me to light on some dumb rules in the past, maybe from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s to a certain extent on dumb ideas that were brought to the table. But this is the number one. And maybe there's something that I'm just slipping my mind where it's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was really stupid. Like that was really, really dumb. So this is just all time dumb. I don't know really what to make of it all, other than saying this is just an all-time really, really, really stupid idea, but would love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_on X. A couple of other things before we go here. There's going to be a new Mike Schmidt. I'm saying Michael because this new Mike Schmidt documentary that is going to premiere on MLB Network on December 12th, which is next Thursday, at 8 p.m., is called Michael Jack Schmidt. And it's going to be a documentary that is going to be a reflection, going to look back reflecting on the greatest third baseman ever. They're going to look back at his career, his relationship with Philadelphia fans, which is interesting because when I was younger, I didn't know that Mike Schmidt had a weird relationship with the Philadelphia fans just because of his personality and you know, maybe how some of the fans here viewed him. I never really knew that. So I'm gonna watch this anyway. But I'm very interested to see what his relationship was like with the Philadelphia sports fans here. So I'm very interested in watching that. Again, Michael Jack Schmidt. That is the documentary that will premiere on MLB Network a week from today at 8 p.m. Around MLB, real quick, a couple of signings here. Aroldis Chapman to the Red Sox on a one-year $10.75 million deal. And then Kyle Higashioka, the catcher, to the Rangers on a two-year deal. I think it's worth about $13 million. And it's a mutual. He has a mutual option for 2027. So again, you can tweet me on everything that I talked about. Boom to Seattle, potentially, even though it probably won't happen. Juan Soto pretty much slamming the door shut that he is not going to be with the Philadelphia Phillies. It's going to happen by Monday. We'll know. So let me know on everything. here again on Twitter @Rojas_media_. That is going to do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.